sick white guy. Does it mean shit? Maybe. I don't know, but yo, it never fazed me. But either way, here's one tale of two like that and what prevailed. It started way back in the eighth grade in a small old town where the two both stayed. He came from a family of middle class where everything he did, he always had to ask. She came from a place that was so alone. You know, the same old tale of a broken home. Her mama was an alky and more like a friend. Had three different kids from three different men. And that's just the way shit was. Couldn't change it, couldn't rearrange it, so there it was. Anyway, the two kept on with the phone calls, notes, and so on and so on. And after the bullshit and whatin', that day came when the two started fucking. All the time, you know kids' habits. Every single day, fucking like rabbits. Sneaking out the car when he was 15. Climbing in the window and fucking all night. See, fucking after lunch in the junior high bathrooms. Drinking champagne and tripping on mushrooms. His dick was metal, her pussy was a magnet. Ninth grade came.
I'm pregnant.
Shit got frantic and man, oh lord, it was a tough decision, but they decided to abort it. It might have been right, it might have been wrong, but one thing's for sure, it really fucked his head up. Where is it? Who is it? How is it? Was it right? These are the things he thought in bed at night. A lot of people might laugh at this, but fuck 'em, they don't know the half of it.
There ain't no sunshine when you're low, I'm low. People tell me life's a game I'm not playing. Bitches don't mean shit to me anymore. I have taken my blows, I'm still standing. La, la, de, la. La, la, de, la.
Now as time went on, the two kept on. They kept seeing each other off and on. See, she moved to the city and you know what happened. Black chick with a real white accent. Pretty girl in the ghetto, go figure. Yeah, she got macked by some dope dealing nigga. Still seeing that other kid on his side. She kept most of her thoughts inside. See, all the first guy did was just love her, while that punk motherfucker used to beat her and punch her. She was living all wild. I think all she ever wanted was the love of her own child. She asked the first guy to have his baby. He looked at her like she must be crazy. He was making records and going on tour. 20,000 people hip hopping on the floor and all that, while she sat at home and got macked. If she stepped out of line, she got slapped. And then one day, she prayed to the Lord to take that guy away. And he did, he got caught with a loaded gun and went to jail, but first she had his son. Ooh, and now what to do? She had no man, no money, and no clue. Now the other guy came back from touring, and she called him up early one morning. They hooked up, her mind was blown as he began to raise her son as his own. And that's a lot of shit to deal with, man, and if you ain't been there, you wouldn't understand. And people still laugh at this shit. Fuck 'em, they don't know the half of it.
Ain't no sunshine when you're low.
I'm still standing.
taking the fucking pill. She must have known all along the little girl wasn't his and she was trying to latch on. Three different kids from three different men. History repeats itself again. And after some more shit got stirred, he kicked that bitch to the curb. And now from her he's got a little boy that makes him laugh a bit. And he loves him. But still, you don't know the fucking half of it.
Ain't no sunshine when you're low.
Deep.